Anxiety is something that we all face. Racing thoughts, tight chest, feeling stuck in your head. But what if I told you there are practical, spiritual, and nutritional tools that you can use to bring peace without overcomplicating it? In this video, I'm going to talk about how to let go of anxiety with a very holistic approach. First of all, I want to disclaim that this is not medical advice. This is only to help you overcome anxiety and everything that I've done that helped me in the past. All the times that I felt anxious, that I felt a little bit down, maybe because I worked too much and I was burning out, maybe because I was tired, didn't sleep very well. There are so many things that can cause you anxiety. And again, I'm not a doctor. Please seek professional help before you follow these tips. But I'm just going to share with you what really helped me in the past to overcome anxiety. As I mentioned before, I wanted to direct this channel towards more the spiritual and the holistic health and the mindset approach, because I believe health is not just about fitness and nutrition, but it has a lot to do with your thoughts, with your mental health, and your emotions as well. Again, when it comes to anxiety and stress, it's something that we all go through, and I guess it's part of being a human. Life fluctuates. It's never linear. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. But when we're up, when everything is going well, we tend to forget about problems. We tend to forget that things might change. Things might even get better. Things might even get worse. Or there might be some changes. I believe everything that happens in our life, it has a purpose. And everything is happening in accordance with divinity and the way it must happen. So perception is very important here. I want to mention Dr. David R. Hawkins, and I've been reading most of his books. I'm reading, I think I just finished the fifth or sixth book. And one of the books that really transformed me and changed everything, the way I view anxiety and stress, is Letting Go. Dr. David R. Hawkins in this book talk about the idea of surrender and acceptance, and really transform my approach to stress. So in this video, Dr. David R. Hawkins says that anxiety often grows when we resist emotions instead of allowing them to exist. In this approach, Dr. David R. Hawkins suggests that when it comes to overcoming anxiety, we have to sit quietly with the emotions and just let it rise without labeling them. The practical practice is very simple. Well, sounds simple, but it can be very difficult. All you need to do is sit quietly, feel the anxiety without labeling it. Don't resist it and let it pass through like a wave. Dr. David Hawkins says something that what you resist persists and what you accept transforms. So this is something that has happened to me a couple of times. Let's say I've been feeling anxious, stressed, or overwhelmed, burned out. So what I did a few times was sitting with the emotions, just allowing them to exist. And this is something very important here. When you sit with the emotion, in this case, negative emotions, let it rise. It has the right to exist. Something that Dr. David Hawkins says is that we tend to suppress these emotions, and then they turn to come back way stronger. So you sit down, allow the emotions to rise, and something very important here is that these emotions will bring about different thoughts, thoughts that usually reinforce the negative emotion. So when it comes to awareness, the first thing that you need to do is right in the moment that the first thought is brought about by this emotion, you need to catch it and say, this thought is being washed. And as soon as the other thought comes up, catch it and say, this thought is being washed. It's kind of like you're watching different video clips from different phones or screens. If you realize, you become the observer rather than the witnesser or the experiencer. Now, I remember when I did this, it felt horrible. I was just sitting in my garden in the sun, and I felt all of these emotions overpowering my body. to the point that I thought, oh my God, do I need to call a GP? Do I need to call an ambulance? I thought I was going to have an anxiety attack. It's interesting how the method of letting go of anxiety creates more anxiety. But in this case, what you want is all the emotions to rise, observe the thoughts, and then eventually they will subside. Now, this is something that it doesn't occur immediately. It may take hours, it may take days, weeks, or even months. But what's important here is that you become aware of when these emotions are arising, and also become aware of every thought that is brought about by these negative emotions. This becomes like an exercise, you know. The emotions rise, you let it go. By letting it go, it's just allowing them to exist. It has the right to exist. Catch the thoughts, every single thought. Just observe, become the observer again, not the witnesser and not the experiencer. I might be making a mistake here. I'm not sure if the becoming the observer is the same as the witnesser. Could be. Correct me if I'm wrong. Another key practical tool that I use here is once these emotions are subsiding or they're being released, I start journaling. And I usually write affirmations such as, I allow peace to flow through me. This may sound simple, but it's powerful, I promise. Another practical tool here is breathing techniques. Now, this is something that a lot of people may know, a lot of people might not know, but if you visualize someone with a panic attack or anxiety attack, they're going to breathe a lot with their mouth. But if you visualize someone who's calm, serene, they're going to breathe mostly through their nose. So there is something called the box breathing, and this helps massively to calm the nervous system. So in this breathing technique, all you need to do is inhale for 4 seconds. Let's do it. You can do it with me. So in this technique, all you need to do is inhale for 4 seconds and then exhale for 6 to 8 seconds. This activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which is all about rest and digest, which is opposite of the sympathetic nervous system, which is fight or flight. These techniques are also backed by science because they can regulate the vagus nerve activity and reduce cortisol. Of course, nutrition is very important here, and there are foods that can definitely help with anxiety and help you to feel more calm, especially foods that are high in magnesium. We have pumpkin seeds, dark leafy greens, or fermented foods such as yogurt, kefir. There is a very important gut-brain connection here. Remember, most of your immune system and most of the neurotransmitters are produced in your gut, and your gut is constantly communicating with the brain. Of course, there are supplements that can also help to reduce anxiety, such as magnesium glycinate. It has calming effects. Glycine improves sleep quality and calms the body. And of course, I also like to use Shoesleep by Duno H, which has L-theanine, magnesium glycinate, and a natural blend for sleep and anxiety support. Now, there are some other supplements that can also help, such as ashwagandha. However, I don't really recommend using ashwagandha. A lot of people have reported feeling very cold when it comes to no emotions or numbness of emotions, something like that. So I don't recommend it, but L-theanine can help to lower stress responses. Again, this is not medical advice. This is just a video where I can give you a holistic guide using natural approaches such as nutrition, foods, breathing techniques, and some of the powerful procedures and practicals that I learned from Dr. David Hawkins' book, Letting Go. No medical advice, always speak to a professional if you're struggling. But remember, guys, anxiety doesn't define you. It's a signal. Know your identity. With spiritual tools, breath work, and right nutrition, you can build resilience and peace. Guys, thank you so much for watching. If this video resonated with you, let me know how you found this video in the comment sections. Let me know also what you'd like me to cover next. If you know someone who's struggling with anxiety or depression or stress, please share this video with them, and I hope it also benefited you and helped you. If you want to learn more about the product that I use before bed, Shoesleep by Duno H, I put the link down below with my discount code. Again, thank you so much for watching, and I hope this video helped you and benefited you. Thank you.